speed.
My speed now, that's never run a decent time. So we really haven't worked on anything like that.
How's your health?
I'm feeling good.
How long have you been full strength?
Yeah, I'm full strength.
How long have you been full strength?
For like a week and a half.
Will you be doing all the drills?
Yes, except bench.
You said 40 times. It's something that speed is something you have to work at.
What are your expectations?
I'm not sure. I just say faster than what people think.
What did you measure in height and weight?
5'10", 204.
Did you do the vertical jump yet?
No, not yet. I think okay. We do all that tomorrow.
Looking forward to that one?
Yeah, I'm looking forward.
You know, you've got a pretty good leaper, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, yeah.
You know, with all the big receivers, do you feel... You're a pretty physical guy. Do you feel like, number one, you play a physical game and that's something that teams will be looking for?
Yeah, I mean, when I see a big receiver like 6'4", 6'5", I try to get my hands on as much as I can because sometimes I frustrate him a lot. So, and that's what Coach Plenty always told us, try to get hands on a big receiver like that. So that's what I try to continue to do.
You got Prince Amukamara. How are you guys similar and then how are you guys different?
I say... We different because I'm a more physical guy. I think I'm a more physical guy, and he play off a lot, and I love the press. I think we similar because our work ethic. I mean, both of us want to be the best. When he was there, he taught me a lot. I taught him a lot, so we both feed off each other.
After what happened at the Senior Bowl, what do you think you have to do here to come on board this week?
I mean, after the Senior Bowl, I mean, I really don't feel like I have anything to prove. I mean, I got 4 years of film. But I always can get better at everything I do. I got to get better at being more fluid, my hips, footwork. I mean, I can improve a lot.
What do you think sets you apart from some of the other guys?
What's it? I say my pressing ability. I mean, once I get my hands on receiver, I feel like it done.
How did not looking to excuses or anything, but just the pull leg muscle, how much were you, where was it? How much did that affect you this year? When were you? It happened early in the year.
Yeah, it happened in August.
Right.
It was a big deal because I wanted to play all my games. I didn't expect me to go in and get hurt like that. But I feel like it was a setback, and I can't question it. I mean, it's God rules, so I can't question it.
But once you were back, you were okay.
Oh yeah, once I was back, I was ready.
Alfonso, what were some of the challenges at the Senior Bowl? I knew they had you playing off coverage. You're a bump and run guy. How was that different for you?
It's different a lot. I mean, once you're used to like playing press coverage, I mean press man, it's kind of different because that's what I was taught at Nebraska. Just go up in receiver face all day long. But when they told me to play off, I mean, I didn't question that either. I mean, they the coaches, so I do whatever they tell me to do. So, I mean, I don't think it's a big deal though. People know what I can do when I press, and I just think I need to work more on trying to be an off man. Player.
What's the biggest skill set that you want to be able to display for all the scouts and NFL executives that are measuring you?
I like to say height doesn't matter. Size doesn't matter at all. I say you got to have a dog to play cornerback. You got to have that mentality that you can stop anyone on the field. So that's why I try to keep in my mind that I can play with the best of them. So that's what I'm trying to go out there and do and show the scouts that I can do the same as everybody else in the NFL can.
When you look at the NFL guys, who do you look up to?
Charles Woodson. I've been looking at him since he was in college. So I try to compare my game to him a lot.
You weren't even born when he was in college.
I wasn't born. I knew football. I had 10 brothers. I grew up with 10 brothers, so they kind of like talked about him a lot. Yeah, they did.
You played the Big 12 and in the Big 10. Which receiver that you went against would you say is probably the one that gave you the most challenges that you learned the most from playing against by yourself?
I say Kenny Stills. Kenny Stills was a quick receiver, quicker than most of the receivers I went against in my career. And he got good speed, he got nice route running, so I think he gave me the most trouble.
You said 10 brothers?
Yeah, 10 brothers, 3 sisters.
How old are you, the baby?
Yeah, me and my twin brother the baby.
You guys are the babies.
Yeah.
What's that like?
They're pretty hard. I mean, they toughen us up a lot. That's why I think I get my physical ability from.
How old is your oldest brother?
41.
How touchdown passes did you give up last year?
Last year? One.
Who?
Michigan.
Who the receiver?
Not sure who the receiver was.
How many did you have in your career? You had them on one hand?
I think last year.
Just the one?
Yeah.
because of your experience in press man, would it be a difficult thing if it was a mainly zone team that ended up drafting you?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I'm a quick learner. I mean, they want me to come in and learn how to play zone a lot. I'm down for that.
Your preference would be man, though?
Yeah. Yeah.
What teams have talked to
you? A couple of them.
Yeah. Names?
Nah, I don't remember.
Lions, one of them.
Yes.
So would you rather cover a long linear guy or kind of a fast twitch smaller receiver?
Long linear guy. I think Kenny Steele was like kind of like in the mix of both, so that's why it was kind of hard. I watching game playing on him, and like every game he switched up his routes and stuff like that, so it's kind of hard to tell because I studied receivers a lot, and when I went against him, it was so hard to tell what he was going to do, so he had me guessing a lot. Yeah.
You said at the Senior Bowl, Nebraska will always be a part of you. What are you going to take with you to the next level from Nebraska? Lessons learned, certain experience?
Being more of a coachable person. I mean, Coach Pelini taught me a lot. I learned a lot from him. Every time I needed something, he was there. So I take being a coachable person, and like whenever he need to get down on me and just be mean to me, he'll do it. Because I just know he want the best for me. So I don't take that as a problem.
How did you get out of Georgia?
Well, I committed to North Carolina. And then Marvin Sanders was there at North Carolina, and he left North Carolina and went to Nebraska. So after he left there, I went to Nebraska with Marvin Sanders.
Did Georgia recruit you?
Yes, they did.
Man.
Yeah. But I don't want to be that close. I don't want to be that close to the house. It was like
too many tickets if you got 10 brothers.
You're right. Yes, sir. It is.
Say one or two more if you got it.
Did all those brothers play?
Yeah, they play high school. And my twin brother play college right now.
Where is he?
At Marshall, Missouri.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Well done, man.
All right.
Good interview. All right. Well, I think I get it, bro.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
No.
They wanted to, but
we didn't. Oh. All right.